This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, August 27. Two small copper coins. Our reading comes from Mark chapter 12. Jesus sat down opposite the place where the offerings were put and watched the crowd putting their money into the temple treasury. Many rich people threw in large amounts, but a poor widow came and put in two very small copper coins worth only a few cents. Calling his disciples to him, Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others. They all gave out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in everything, all she had to live on." Jesus had a special place in his heart for widows and orphans. That's not just because the law of Moses commanded that they be protected, but because he himself is the God who loves them and commanded Israel to love them. Deuteronomy 10:17-19 says, "The Lord your God shows no partiality. He defends the cause of the fatherless and the widow, and loves the foreigner residing among you, giving them food and clothing. And you are to love those who are foreigners, for you yourselves were foreigners in Egypt." Israel was prone to forget that at one time they had been at the mercy of slave drivers, with no rights guaranteed by law. Even today, it is possible to forget what it was like for our ancestors to be immigrants with a shaky knowledge of English. It was a godsend if there was someone who could sponsor them and help them get started in a new land. Sociologist Matt Ridley says that we have made enormous strides through the centuries in broadening the base of prosperity. Yet Jesus said, "The poor you will always have with you." He said this not to encourage a defeatist, passive, pass-the-buck attitude. But, in spite of concentrated efforts by the communities and governments, the poor are always among us. And individual love and generosity will never be out of place. Pray with me. Oh God, thank you for your many blessings. Help us to be a blessing to people who are in need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.